It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
People need advice. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. There's a lot of them today that have come in. Let's see. I just stumbled on an email I meant to write a while ago. I don't know if people remember. It might be too late. Let me look at it real quick. Okay. This is completely off topic. Do you want to hear how we accidentally roasted someone last week?
Yes.
After? Okay. I don't know if I hope the context still works. This person writes, my name is Blaine. I'm a fancy idiot from the Jersey Shore. I've been listening for 9+ years since I was a freshman in high school. This is the first time I've ever contacted you. You were with me all the way through high school, college, flight school, working as a flight instructor, and now as an airline pilot.
Wow. Cool.
I've been listening to you. When I began listening to you, I thought I would never have a girlfriend, and now I'm married with a baby due in November. Congratulations, nice. Blaine. Throughout the years, you've been there to make me laugh, and I was crying and picked me up when I was feeling down. Thanks for doing that. So he says, I listen to the podcast because of my work schedule, or if I have flights really late, I'll have to catch up with the sleep in the morning. So this is why I'm writing. I was pretty busy with work this month, but I was able to get off this current week and upcoming Easter weekend. I was driving today, Thursday, March 28th, and I had that morning's show on in my car. I was minding my own business when you guys began talking about sexy things people do without knowing that they turn people on. I thought, sure, I would love to know what I could do to be more sexy. So I turned up the volume. I listened carefully, noting that I should exercise my forearms so they can get nice and big, and start wearing shirts just short enough so that when I reach up high to grab something, my hips and belly are slightly exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All great advice.
Yeah.
Somebody brought up dress shirts, and Steve at some point asked Maitland how men are supposed to be sexy when they're wearing dress shirts. Maitland suggested getting fit for a slim fit shirt that hugs the body in an appealing way. Nice. I laughed along. Then Steve said that the key to being sexy is probably not be an old person who only wears oversized dress shirts to weddings and then buys them from a store that ends in warehouse. I chuckled. Then I looked down and I was wearing a poofy, not remotely snug at all dress shirt that I had bought just that morning at a store whose name ended in warehouse. I thought, that's okay. I'm young. I've got to go to the gym a lot. And that makes me sexy by default. I then continued driving, looked myself dead in the eyes and in my rearview mirror and realized I look exactly like my dad, who is old and always wears oversized dress shirts to weddings and formal events. Earlier in the day, I then heard the echo of this. When my wife got back from work, I was trying the dress shirt on and was complaining that it looked a little too big, and she insisted I shouldn't worry that I looked fine. So thank you guys for obliterating my confidence when I was in the process of building it back up.
Well, you're very welcome.
See, he says some very nice things.
She is saying to you what you say to her when you go, no, those jeans are great. So take note of that and buy a shirt that fits you properly.
All right. Now, that one came up when I was looking at other advice ones, and I remembered I wanted to read it the other day. Mm-hmm. All right. This person would like advice. My husband wants to quit his job.
Okay.
He has been a paramedic for 15 years. Person writes from, I don't know. Yeah, I won't say where. It's a physically and emotionally taxing job, which is shocking to no one. Yeah. And paramedics don't make great money. That's the amazing part, is it's a really important job. And it takes skill and a special person to do it, right? Is that, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
That should be at least a strongly compensated job.
Yeah, it's really crazy when you consider how little they get, but how much an ambulance ride costs.
wow, I never even looked at it in that terms, but you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, obviously they're battling burnout anyway. At least a higher income would make them be able to justify it longer.
Yeah.
She writes, but he is so burnt out. What should we do? Does he quit for his mental health or try to find another less stressful job? We do not live lavishly and could pay off all our bills on just my income, but then we wouldn't be making as big of an impact on debt and retirement savings. We're in our mid-30s with no kids.
I mean, start looking for a job for sure, but I wouldn't quit a job before you have another one. I just wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm from that.
That's generally my rule.
Yeah, and even if it's mentally affecting you, then get a part-time job for a little while maybe, because you say you can pay your bills totally fine. Then let them maybe go and do something that's part-time or full-time, but not in a career that they're going to be in forever. Like, go bartend or something. Yeah. There's so many of those jobs out there. They're fun. It totally changes up everything that you're going through. Still the normal stresses of jobs that you'll have for sure. But, like, if you really just want to change it up and you don't want to do it, go do that type of job and then start applying. But I wouldn't quit before you have that plan of how are you going to, like, make that money where it doesn't hit you at all financially.
There's a cliche in sports that you can't win a game in the first half, but you can't lose it. You can't win a game in life in your 30s. Not that you win or lose life, but if you're completely, not that she's saying this, her husband is broken, but if you're doing a job that is depressing and it you're in the face of trauma every day and it's exhausting mentally and physically, you might be taking time off the end of your life for which you are saving.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think at the very least, there needs to be a plan. Maybe it's, you know, segmented, like what Kelly and Steve are saying.
Yeah, and you can apply what you already have. If you have a regular job, like, I mean, if you're a paramedic and save a life, people don't really notice it that often. But if you have a regular job, but then go out as like a plainclothes person and you're just a regular hero and no one knows you have formal training, but you're saving people, then you get a key to the city, too, and you have a less stressful job.
Mm-hmm. Might end up on the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would consider that. I know, right?
To be an undercover paramedic.
Kind of, yeah.
Paramedic for hire.
Yeah. You go to your like regular job and you're at Home Depot, and then on your way out, you save a guy who just accidentally stabbed himself with a screwdriver. I don't know. Look at this hero. That guy wearing an apron. Just save that dude.
Right?
That
you should
on
be
the
a
news.
Paramedic. No, I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to this one. Please keep me a Janebow, she writes, which means she has a real name, but she would like to be anonymous. Janebow for ladies, Jimbo for men. Actually, it doesn't really matter to me, but it helps. First of all, love the show. Looking forward to my first Live at Night show in Portland, Maine on May 17th. Looking forward to that, too. I need advice on how to handle my boss reporting me to HR. I had a rough week. I've been going through some things in my personal life with my husband, and on top of that, I'm putting off going to the doctor because I'm pretty sure I have some disease that's causing excruciating pain. Oh my goodness. Ew. Get to the doctor. Yeah, I know that's not the advice you want.
You should do that.
But it's what you would tell someone else if they told you that, right? It's what we all do.
Well,
yeah, I'm going to see if it works itself out. I would never tell a stranger to do that.
If you're using the word excruciating, go to the doctor.
Every day I wake up with a different part of my body hurting, and I wake up crying and do the best I can for everyone I encounter, while silently crying in mental, physical, and emotional pain. Man. Because of everything I'm going through, I did make a couple of mistakes last week, and it was a bad week. The mistakes are nothing that can't be fixed, but to find out that one thing I had under my control, my career, is now crumbling as the rest of my life, it really broke me. I understand I need to get things taken care of and do better at work, but I'm frustrated that after 3 years, one bad week was enough for my boss to report me to HR. And it has me wondering why even bother. You guys have any advice on what to tell him about how hurtful that was and why I think I deserve some benefit of the doubt? I want to take time off, but I'm not allowed to take time off unless I give at least 2 weeks' notice, which is crazy since he takes 3 months a year off.
Doesn't matter.
That sounds like a ridiculous double standard.
It is, but it doesn't matter what your boss does. Bosses are bosses, and they can do what bosses do.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you screwed up at work and that was reportable, then it was reportable. Get it together, go to the doctor, and start fixing yourself.
Yeah, I mean, legally, you are allowed to go to the doctor. You are allowed to say, I need time off because medically I am struggling and it affected my work so badly that I was reported to HR. So that's the way to do it. Hey, you reported me to HR. I totally understand why. Like you said, hot wings, what I did was something that you could bring me to HR for. I just want to let you know I'm struggling medically outside of work. So it's nothing personal. It's nothing about the job. I'm still in it. I just got to figure out where to go. And then where you need to go is straight to the damn hospital. Like,
right?
Come on.
Yeah. Because right now you're in Martyrville.
Yeah.
A little bit, it sounds like. Like you're trying to make everyone happy, but that doesn't make anyone happy.
You got
to
take care of you.
So, yeah, instead of trying to forge ahead and
I would think even
hating every part of life.
Don't you think even the crappier bosses, if they heard, hey, this is what's going on, they would at least look with a more lenient eye and be hopefully somewhat supportive.
I mean,
if they're not, that tells you something about the long-term future at that place, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They might just be a butt. Take care of you.
Yeah, but
you're not helping anybody else if you ain't taking care of yourself.
I definitely wouldn't throw anything about your vacation days versus your boss's vacation days. I wouldn't do any of that. It's not going to help your case any.
Nope.
This one, I don't know if I think we're going to be out over our skis on this one.
Oh, that's
but
never
I bet
stopped
it's gonna,
us before.
It's going to be relatable for a lot of listeners who have been in battles like this. This is a brutal custody battle. Is there anything more of a bloodbath in the family courts? Not that I can think of, but I'm sure there is. I've been going through a brutal custody battle with my ex over my daughter, trying to get more time with her, and my ex just wants more money and is mad because I got remarried. Side note, she was remarried years ago. She has an unhealthy obsession with my wife and the way she's attacked her in mediation and with the GAL. I don't know what that is. I assume it's some overseeing body. The past weekend, my oldest stepson's phone started to ping an unknown Apple AirTag that we located hidden in the pocket of my daughter's backpack. AirTags are supposed to alarm when they repeatedly ping off an unregistered phone to prevent stalking. Oh, I didn't know that. We took the tag out and found it had been tampered with to cut the speaker wire. So they put it in there so you wouldn't hear it, but they could track it. Both my wife and I are unnerved that my ex is secretly tracking my daughter and our movements. My wife has been the victim of a stalker twice, and I'm a veteran with PTSD. Still waiting for a response from my attorney, but wondering what advice you and listeners may have that we should do about it. On one hand, I want to hang her out to dry like she's done to me, but on the other hand, I'm worried about how my ex will take it out of my daughter, as she's been, I think, abusive to her and uses her as a pawn against me. I feel trapped.
Yeah, I mean, people who use their kids as pawns. Somebody's tracking you on top of that? That's without telling you?
I mean, he's right. I can't imagine any family court wouldn't see that as a huge violation
of course they would.
Of the divorce decree and everything else. But also, when you start getting into those things, if you've got someone who just wants to sabotage and would rather punish you than do right by the kids, then it becomes awful. I don't even know the right word for it, but it's awful.
I have a little fun with it. Take the AirTag, put it on a raccoon.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, I like that.
And then,
yeah.
Yeah. Maybe trap her. Put it on something where she's going to be like, I can't believe they're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had my daughter at a strip club till 3 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah. Put it on the back of a garbage truck.
As soon as she brings it to court, she's going to look like a fool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely. Like my cat goes indoor-outdoor. I would definitely attach that thing to her. Mm-hmm. Just be like, yeah, I'm just kind of letting the kid go in and out.
Just all over the place. Look at that.
Awesome. Crazy.
GAL stands for guardian ad litem, according to this text.
Okay.
Yeah, they represent somebody who can't be there or who can't like legally defend themselves.
Got it. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow. That's unbelievable. People are great. All right. Good luck to that person, to Tim. I can't imagine dealing with that.
No. Mm-mm. No thanks.
On the way, more people need advice.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left.
like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.